tshuva, so we're discussing the chutz l'beis, that's where it comes from. In that same tshuva, on a completely different note, he's bothered by the question, is it possible that people are sophisticated enough to understand what it means, that you're buying something that's really yours, even if they have every intention to give it back? People are really smart enough to figure that out? And he says, yes, people are smart enough to figure it out. And he quotes the Mefurash Gemara to prove his point. That's a Gemara Masech the Gittin. When did we learn it? 2 years ago. So some people learned that Gemara. An important Gemara Masech the Gittin. Who must the get belong to when it's given from husband to wife? It has to belong to the husband. Question is, Kof Amud Beis. How did the get from become his? So that means in the last line of Kof Amud Beis, Daknuye Makna Lohu. The woman knows how to give the get over to the man. How do you know? Maybe only a zaken shine to be odeh laknuye. Zaken is a chacham, says Rashi. Bottom line is, though, that we assume that everybody knows enough. Everyone knows enough to be able to transfer a piece of paper to a man who's going to give it right back to her. And it's not a fake, it's for real. He's going to own it, and he's going to give it back to me. Says the Truma Sadeshin, by the same token, people are sophisticated enough to understand. I'm giving the chametz to Mr. Brown. And he owns his chametz for these 8 days, even though we all know he's going to give it back to me. There's a nice present in Shas that the Truma Sadeshin quotes. Very nice. Interesting. Someone suggested that it only applies to the makna. What about the kona? Kona also has to know. The Rashba proves it over here. The Rashba is discussing question. Zokan shine at the other laknuye. So Rashba asks, that's it. He's makna. What about the kona? So apparently the Rashba is assuming that the kona also has to have das. And he has das. And apparently, the fact that the Truma Sadeshin equates to chametz, you don't have to be so sophisticated. And therefore we assume that the goy also understands it. But, here is why I keep screaming. Sure, goy has to be a sophisticated goy. He has to understand some basics. He has to understand English language. He has to know what's going on a little bit something. That's why I'm opposed to people who sell to the caretaker, doesn't understand a word of English. You can't assume he knows what's going on. The average woman, Klal Yisrael, as the average non-Jewish intelligent person, right? We don't discriminate. People are intelligent. If you have to be intelligent. That's a source in Shasta, the Shuvah Sadeshin. That same Shuvah quotes to prove that this can exist. Fine. I want to go back to the discussion we had yesterday. Remember the issue of Schirus Kanya, Schirus Lo Kanya. We saw the Gemara and Avavim and Aleph in the Sefer Psochem about it. And we mentioned that the Prichodesh asks, the conclusion of the Gemara is to the contrary, that Schirus is Kanya in effect, not that Schirus Kanya B'chola Torah Kula. But over here, which is Lo Yimote, so if you give it, if it's Socher to a Goy, it's Lo Yimote in the bias of the Yisrael. So that seems to work. That's Shitas HaTosis in any event. Problem is, we saw Rabbi Yosef Karo left it out. That was yesterday's Shia, left it out. And we saw the entire Ran. We read the Ran in Shia yesterday. The Ran brings various rayas that even if a Jew owns chametz straight out in a goy's house, it may not be a daraisa of the mechilta. And maybe the Rambam disagrees with the mechilta. Maybe that's why he disagrees with this halacha. The Rambam left it out. The Rif left it out. and the Mishulchan Aruch left it out. We saw that the various poskim want to know whether we should accept it or shouldn't accept it. So, comes to the bottom line, it's a bit problematic. Because the Mefarshim are bothered with Shitas Rashi. Let's open the one more time, the Davov, to see it again. We discussed it briefly yesterday. I'm not going to go into all the details because it's going to take us too much time. Just a couple of highlights. We mentioned the kasha was raised against Rashi yesterday. And how can Rashi and Pshat the Gemara when there's no Kabbalah Sakrayis? Pshita. No Kabbalah Sakrayis? So it's obvious. It's Het the Gemara. What's the Chiddush? Yichel Levayis ain't Zokal Levayis and Yonok Lo Yimatzim Vatechem. If there's no Kabbalah Sakrayis, so even without Yichel Levayis, that's the Gemara begins to say. Because if a guy walks in with a sandwich in his hand, you can let it be. That's the kasha which all the Mefarshim ask. So the Chiddush Iran, not the Iran on the Rif, so the Chiddush Iran asks this question, is a fascinating answer. You know, what's to do with Schiras? Kanya, lo kanya, should be an irrelevancy. Look at here's a fascinating answer that the Chiddush Iran gives. It's like this. The Torah is stum. With Kabbalah Sakrayas, it's also. Without Kabbalah Sakrayas, it's mutter. Here it's Bistama. Yichud Abayis. Put it down. Here's a place. Put it down. So now it depends. It's based on the Gemara Masechta Baba Kama on that Mem Ches Amud Beis. You have to know all of Shas, you know, as I was showing them, all of Shas. They figured out, based on the knowledge of all of Shas, how to learn Pshat in these Gemaras. So the Gemara in Baba Kama, on that Mem Ches Amud Beis, is discussing a question. I say, put it down. Am I considered to be a Chayav and Achrayas? Or am I not considered to be a Chayav and Achrayas? It's a whole Gemara. Gemara says, you meant this, you meant this, you meant this, you meant this. So the bottom line of the Gemara, in the Masechta Baba Kama, is as follows. Knos Shorcho Bishusi is Chayav. Knos Shorcho Bishuscha is Potter. They put it down, put the ox down. So if it's in my possession, if it's my achrayus, then I'm chayav. So whether, here I'm giving you a place. If the place is considered to be mine, I have achrayus. If the place is considered to be yours, there's no achrayus. This in turn depends upon schirus kanya or schirus lo kanya. That's what the Chiddush Iran says. The footnote, if you want to look it up, just give you a Mara Malkum 242. On that, and the Ron says he doesn't understand why this should be really true. Because if the person says, Rabosai, if a person says, even if Schiris is low Kanya, it's hard to say that it's considered to, I'm saying, put it in my property. If the question is a matter of umdana. But in any event, you should know, our Rishonim are tackling this problem straight on. What we raised yesterday, according to Rashi, how can it, what's pshita? Because it's not pshita. Because maybe it should be considered an implicit Kabbalah Sakrayis. So the, again, in the footnote is discussion of whether, what are you, giving him a place for Chometz alone? Or giving him a place for everything? That could be relevant in determining this question. Again, I'm going to be Makatsim. Bottom line, but this is a serious question. And the Magen Avraham Paskins, this is yesterday's shiur, we saw it on the screen. We don't pass the Rabbeinu Tam. We don't pass the Rabbeinu Tam. But the base of Akal L'chulyam Mashari. And again, when we don't pass the Rabbeinu Tam, so the Prima Godim says that the Machaba left it out. Because yesterday Shia, the Rif left it out, the Ram left it out, the Mechav left it out, they all left it out. I got to read you on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch something which is quite intriguing. And I don't know if you've seen the regular Shulchan Aruch, but there was a comment which I wanted to just read to you. This is a Simon Tuff Mem. I'm not going to run this cut now. I'm not going to put it on the board again. We had it on the board yesterday. The key line. The Alpha God lo kam lo krabe na tam. Hainuk she Yisrael yiche lo keren zavis bebeisa. Alo bebeisa akum lo chule yam asharu. So I give you a keren zavis in my house. It's one thing. Bebeisa akum lo chule yam asharu. What's he driving? What does he mean? And who said it's true? That's what we started talking a little bit about yesterday. So the Machzor Shekel says, just to review, Rabbi Natan said we're referring to a case of what? Hakava Kabbalah Zacharias. So we don't accept that. We don't accept it. What did Rabbi Natan say? Rabbi Natan said that Yichel Lo Bayis Havala Kabbasa Shogod. I said, that's trying Rabbi Natan. That we don't accept! If it's Basil Shagoy Mamish, then everyone agrees that it's Mutter. That's what he says. That's what the Mach. I mean, this is what the Bogan of Rome seems to be driving at. It's interesting. The Chassam Sofer is Magia in the Bogan of Rome. On the bottom. He says like this, nearly La Gia. Because the Beis Yosef says, the Beyichet Karen Zavis Shara Lechule Alma. What does that mean? Look at the Rashi. Please look at the Rashi in Avot. Very important Rashi. Rashi says, Yichel lo bayis klomar lo kibbu ala vela amalei hari ha-payis lefanecha hanach biachas min ha-zavios. Put it in one of the corners. So my Taita put it in one of the corners. You choose which corner to put it in. That doesn't work if it's Kabbalah Zacharias. But if I tell you which corner to put it in, then it works. So it's my gear, the Magen Avraham. Take out those words, the Magen Avraham. So we have printed the Magen Avraham. One more time. Hainuk she Yisrael yichelo keren zavis v'beisav. Not true. She Yisrael yichelo beisav. Without a keren zavis. And beis akum is the same as a keren zavis in particular. That's the Chassam Sofer's interpretation over here. It's quite a significant chiddush over here. And then it says over here, I repeat, Mavur b'beis Yosef, the b'yichet keren zavis shara l'chulei alma. And off in the Beis Yosef. Yeah. We read the Beis Yosef in Shir yesterday. I think it was even on Maven on the board yesterday, on the screen. That's not how I read the Beis Yosef. The Bachler seem to have learned that way. But the Prima Gadim says no. And I thought the Prima Gadim was correct. Father again. Like this. The Pshat Beis Yosef is as follows. If I give it to the hands of a guy, please listen carefully to these words. I'll read it from the source. Let's read it from the source. Here's the Prima Gadim over here. The Rif left it out. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Mikol Makom, the Beis Yosef says, Biad balav kuliyam amodim deshari. Why? It gives it a detail over here, an important detail. The af biad acher osur bachrayis Yisrael migneva yesh lechalek tuva beinehem. The different levels of the Kabbalah Zacharias. Remember, we had three levels. What are they? Shia, Nevaveda, and Onsu. Shia, Nevaveda, and Onsu. I thought Pshat and the Beis Yosef was as follows. Rashi, you are not Mekabel Achrayis. You are not Mekabel Achrayis. And only then, is it Pashut that Yichen Keren Zavis is Mutter. But now which the Chassam Sofer is Pshat, the Bach says that way. That even if you are Mekabel Achrayis, it's Pashut that it's Mutter when you're Miachad at Keren Zavis. I don't know in that way. Before I saw the Prima Gadim, I didn't believe the Chassam Sofer. I thought it was me against the Chassam Sofer. I thought it was a one-on-one. Bad enough. It's a two-on-two. And the Prima Gadim is on my side, the Bach's on the Chassam Sofer side. when he says it's Pashut, what case is it Pashut? With or without Kabbalah Zacharias? Some Sam and the Bat say with, and Prima Gadam and I say without. I'm going to be Pashut if this Kabbalah Zacharias. I like that Pashut. Yes?
The Bat rejects that, doesn't he?
At the end of the day, it goes back and forth, right? But that's his learned shot in the Beis Yosef. Okay, Rabbi. Bottom line. So, again, different levels of achrayas. It's just a limited achrayas. Then he says it's also in a different house. It's mutter biyada goya bayla. That's how he says that shulta gibara that we saw. That's the source of this thing. It goes to that particular guy, and with limited achrayas, presumably would be permissible. Presumably. Okay. So let's take a look at our Shtar Mechir and see what it says. So both say, everyone has a copy. If you don't have one, please take one from the table. See how we deal with the Achrayas issue over here. Paragraph Dibra Masil, the. Okay. The. End of the paragraph. Risk of loss and loss of value is borne by the buyer. Okay, so our document to take care of the problem of achrayas. It says beferish in the document that the buyer accepts upon himself the risk of loss, the price goes down. Okay, that's pashut. As well as the risk of loss, that means if it gets lost. Now, we don't discuss over here the particulars. Risk of loss. What does loss mean? Should we say loss means aveda? As in geneva of aveda? To go back to the Prima Gadim one more time. Prima Gadim says again, one more time. Kiba la'akam. One second. The goyz makabal achrayas of loss. I mean, what does loss mean? See, the word loss in English means a very general term. It could be three things, right? Loss through negligence, loss through complete act of God beyond the control, or intermediate loss, what we call aveda. It's a little bit unclear. Maybe it's better if we leave it unclear at the present time, anyway. So we'll discuss later what the specifics are, but just letting you know what we have. We did discuss it over here, okay? Fine. Now remember, we only make one copy. Some say you have two copies of the shtar, one for the yid, one for the goy. We only have one copy, goes to the goy. So if the guy wants, he can just, he hits the fire somebody, he has the ability to rip up this piece of paper and then not show it to anybody. And we have nothing, you know, we can't, you know, what are we going to do with it? Interesting, we mentioned before that the Makor Chaim that we had yesterday on the board, the Makor Chaim is fascinating. We discussed about the insurance yesterday. When the Makor Chaim, again, I don't want to put, be my tree to put it on the screen again, I was going to read you, we already saw it yesterday, we read it inside. This is again in Siman Tov Mem in the Makor Chaim Sivkot and Gimel. The Mechiras Chamed Shalanu Shemekabel Mos Dover Muot VaMoser Zokei Bemilvin. That's how we do it. You want to see a proof that we do it this way? I'll show it to you in the Mishnah Berurah. That's our main source. The Mishnah Berurah. Everyone has to have one. Siman Tov Mem Ches. He records the same reality, and I'll show it to my shtar in a minute. But it's important to know that because there are different ways that they used to be done in our custom. For example, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yim Kerenelo B'mechira Gemur B'davar Muat, which we don't do anymore. We don't do B'davar Muat. We just don't do it anymore. What's our minute today? Look at the Mishnah Berurah of Devar Maskel B'davar Muat. Please take a look. It's Tav Mem Ches Gimel B'davar Muat. B'chayo Mina Kol Yisrael Ali Yidin. You sell it for a fair market value. And the Bible says it says to make kedima, a down payment. The tchilas piro, v'ashar zokfin olav b'milve. The remainder. Let's see if I got it. I told you yesterday. Let's see if I got it right. Take a look over here. Dibra maschil in order. See it? In order to effect the sale, the buyer agrees to pay to the agent the sum of the estimated fair market value of all the chametz as determined by three recognized experts, according to the accepted market value prevailing in New York City, which shall be paid by the buyer as follows. One cent per person run out. It's not enough these days. Two, the rest on or before last day Pesach. And here, the understanding is that the sale is absolute and effective immediately, and that the balance due is considered a debt from buyer to seller, the non-payment of which shall in no way affect the validity of the buyer's title to the chametz sold. It's a separate debt. It's a separate debt. Right? We have to collect it. We have a right to collect it. We have a right to collect it. Oh, it's just money. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah. This, we mentioned this also a little bit yesterday. I was discussing with you. Hey, I'll show you over here a couple, two interesting things. Number one is a bir halacha, the previous bir halacha, mechira gemura. It's like this: kevan shemechira sachamas akam sharaf des mechira gemura b'liharama nire the achar pesach sheyachzir anachri achamas yisrael sarach lekno so biyechad midachi akno lo lekava v'mena v'chazar astam. Right? You have to. V'nire, he says, the achar pesach dai b'zeh sheyikde me'anachri achamas dach. Bachadorim bekesef lechud. Kesef is enough. It's enough to have kesef. Kesef is enough. You don't have to have any additional kinyan. Fine. As a matter of fact, we have kesef as the king we just delineated. Let's read the very next paragraph, just to give a little coming attractions. Paragraph in addition. Okay. In addition, the buyer gives an item of personal property to the agent Chalipin. Mr. Brown gives me his penknife or a pen or who knows what. And they shake hands in accordance with the common custom of sales. Situmta. Situmta means whatever is the common custom, it works. The additional methods of acquisition are employed because of questions about the effectiveness of each method. It is emphasized that each sale and method of sale is independent and therefore unaffected by any invalid sale or method of sale performed in this agreement. In other words, if they say Khalifa is no good, which is a whole discussion, Khalifa works for a guy or not. You know why? Results the fun of Yisrael, ala gula ala tura, shalom yishnav azareim, Yisrael. Twice, it was a tura of Yisrael, some say it doesn't work for Goyim, it's a machlekes. And situmta, some say it doesn't work, and some say it's only the rabbon, and they need the raisim. Doesn't make a difference. Anyone that works independently. What do you mean by any sale? What if one year doesn't have in mind to really sell it? Whatever reason, he's not so firm or whatever. Doesn't matter. But otherwise, there's a problem of butla b'ktasa, butla kula in a certain sense. So I used to that. Use that phrase. It's called the principle of severability. We have a lawyer here. Severability, right? This is what they use. You sever one from the other. So if one goes wrong, the rest remain. Rabbi, are you with me? Yes, sir.
Earlier in Shiva, we discussed the possibility of selling stocks and bonds.
I'm against selling stocks and bonds.
If someone wanted to sell those, what type of kinyan would they have to use?
You can't. That's exactly why I'm against it. There's nothing to do about it. Stocks are not found in my document. And it's only my document. I have with me, but I don't want to, I have my authorization form. Oh, that's also I have, but I don't want to give you too many copies of one day. This is pretty dense here. A lot of small print over here. Blah. There's no place that I put for stocks. Rabbi Shechter Shalita, when he sells the chumash to me, writes down stocks. Everybody asks him, how are you going to sell the stocks? He writes down stocks anyway. I don't think Shechter was a stock market magnet. I mean, I don't think he says it's such billions of dollars in investments, but you want to write down stocks, because some people say stocks, okay, I write myself. But I don't see how you can sell the stocks. Let's say I ought to sell the stocks, does not work. Came there early. Very chef, they wrote down stocks. So it doesn't work. That's what doesn't matter. So it doesn't affect any of other Rabbi Shechter sales, or of my sales, or your sales. They're severable. Okay, so that's why it's important. We'll give you that motion. Yes, sir.
But if one wanted to sell the stocks, they'd have to go through a stock broker. That's what.
In my opinion, they can't sell it through me. Chas v'shalom, I'm going to jail. The SEC will put me in jail for selling stocks without a license. I'll say I protested against this. Why? I didn't agree to sell it, but it's in your piece of paper. You'll defend me, guys. You'll defend me. I have enough aid in here that you don't really mean to sell that. I need a defense. I have a legal team, my boss. Okay. Rabbi, so let's go further in this discussion. So we're back to the... So as far as the chadarim, these chadarim, yikna and chametz mea chadarim. I don't sell any chadarim. I don't do it at all. We only rent it, as you'll see. Take a look, it's right over here. The very next paragraph. You see how we get around all these problems. We have other problems. We get around these problems. It is further agreed that the age of the member you should sell is hereby leases to the bar, the closets, cabinets, storage rooms, garages, basements, and other areas in the premise of each of the cells where the Afam described Chama to be located, including the location specifically enumerated upon the aforementioned inventory sheets. That gives you their own shtar shah. And including further any, it's a typo, a couple of typos in this particular form. We fixed them up. It's not the very last. We're going to mark this up plenty because we have any other correction you want to make. I find it the first typo. I told you this is not the last one. For Horaya, it says 1 cent. We're using 2 cents that's for years because the price of silver went up. I just pulled this form out of a file. But that's not the last one. So in case you found anything wrong, it's like, this is not my last one. But and we corrected and to any, and we put 2 cents. Those two are things I remember from last year. Yes.
Could we just clarify the relationship between the value of silver and the value of akuta?
Again, roughly speaking, I'll give you the exact figure. Roughly speaking, a pruta is about a thousandth of an ounce of silver. Roughly speaking, because I believe there are 40 prutas to a gram, and a gram is a 28 grams in an ounce. I'm just going to throw out numbers, approximate numbers, and that's what it comes out, approximate. So as long as silver sells for under $10, if I'm correct, so then 1 cent will do the trick. Is my arithmetic good? I think so. It was always, for decades and decades and decades, it sells only under 10, except that one run in the market that the Hunt brothers made an artificial, you should go online, you get to see, it's a fascinating story of a scam. Two guys in Texas pulled up a scam in the whole country. And at the end of the day, of course, it all collapsed. Everyone went broke. And the guy in my shul became very wealthy. He had it figured out. So, but except for that 1 year, you had even needed a nickel. It was up to $50 an ounce. It was crazy. But otherwise, it was always older under 10. But now, recent years, I'm not sure what's changing the markets. It's gone over 10. I think until 12, it's good enough. I don't know. I'll take the exact figures. Now, it's what do you say, $26 an ounce? That's what you told me yesterday. Maybe it could be even 2 cents won't be enough. Come, you see a Pesach. That's all davening. The price goes down a little bit.
$26 an ounce.
Yeah, I don't think that has to be more than 2 cents. What was it? Can you go only today? Or you go back in time?
I can look it up.
Yeah, look it up. What was the last year? April. I hope it was under 20 something. It was less than 26. I hope. Pesach was last year. What was the date? Era Pesach last year.
$17.
There you go. $17. Okay, so 1 cent wasn't enough, but 2 cents was. Now it's went from 17. Who owns silver here, guys? Mm-hmm. I wish I did. From 17 to 26 in a half a year. If I were a millionaire and I had $1 million of silver, I'd be a million and a half there. Mm-hmm. Without doing it, I'm lifting a finger. Oh, yeah, the first million is always the hardest for myself. Okay, anyway. And it's also easy to lose the first million. So don't be careful. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't listen to my investment advice. The only advice I give is don't put all your eggs in one basket. That advice I can't give. Chazal gave that advice. 1/3 in real estate, 1/3 in stocks, 1/3 in deals. I'm a first Gemara. Chazal was smart. Okay, anyway, back where we have left off. Okay. Parentheses. In the event that any of the sellers may be tenants of the premise they presently occupy, with respect to sellers, this provision shall be tenanted to make a sublease of the areas where such commerce can be located. I mentioned this yesterday. The duration of this leasing shall be from blank, blank, before blank, east of blank, to blank, blank, on blank, blank. This gives you the times of the... Rabbi said, we don't have to need money to buy back the chadarim. I never gave the chadarim to the God. I rented it them for 8 days. It goes back automatically. So I don't have to worry about this part of the B'Allah. I mentioned to you yesterday, take a look over here, in Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel. The guy refused to give back the chametz. Also, let bo also be dinayim. Also, take it to court. Also, chas v'shal. Tis. What happens, however, if he gave you only a down payment? In Nasla Rak mixes damim v'ashar zaka follow the milveh. Vein a road to the shalom amosar. Bevadai mutter litvo also b'dinayim shisham lo amagia. That's why I kept telling John, if you don't pay the money, we'll take it to court. Here's the last line. I mentioned this yesterday. He'll give you back the chometz as payment for the outstanding loan. And prias balchom ain't tzarich kinyan. That's why if the guy can't show up and he has to call me, Rabbi, I just can't come. So how do I do? I have to do a kinyan, open the bir halacha. But I can do a shtick. Instead of doing a kinyan, I can't do a kinyan long distance. I'm like, Kabbalah, how do you do it? The way to do it is, I accept, John, you owe me $1 million. Okay, we make an oral agreement. I'm paying you back the $1 million debt with the chometz itself. Shine, do it on the phone. That'll be good enough. I think it happened once in our 30-something years of doing business. Just couldn't come, and that's what we did. But I'm just giving you some highlights over here. We're just trying to go slowly over here. Slowly, slowly does it. So now, we had mentioned the question, and if we keep getting sidetracked, one thing to another. What will happen? I was reading the Makor Chaim. That's what we got sidetracked. So the Makor Chaim says like this. Well, if he's there, what's it based upon? Rabosa, it's based upon the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Mem Sif Aleph. You gotta keep chazering. The only way to get you have to keep chazering 100 times. Tov Mem Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph. Vafilu Enochaya Bachoyuso. The din, the juror is not chiyuv akrayis. Unless you're deash and Yehudi, Allah is a strong guy. The yechfeil the shalom of Yoveh, if you lose it, he's going to make you pay for it. Chayav levar, the Rambam. The yesh chokum the raivin, we discussed this in Shiri yesterday. So comes along the Makor Chaim and says, in effect, every case that we deal with is the same thing. Why? What do we do these days? We give a davavuot, we just saw, and we should do a bebiru. The chometz gets lost. The guy will not pay up the rest. He owes me $1 million, $1,000. He won't pay. Why won't he pay? He's going to Bechor Shor. It's just a Psa Harama. Quotes it for Shor Bechidush of Psalm Chaf Aleph. Harama. Him came. Havik Achrayis Anos Olov. Therefore, it's the same thing as this case over here. With the fact that if the chometz burns up, you're in trouble. So therefore, the only way out of it is to do what? Limko lo hachedesh hachometz pesocho. That is chabolos achrayas al chemso shalakum bebeso shalakum tishari. And renting it is not enough. Could be on far a bit of time. The yichel abayis, what's among the Rambam just mentioned. We pass it like Rashi. Schiris lo kanyo. It's only going to work. As we just saw in the parentheses. If I'm renting from somebody else and I rent to somebody else, then I'm out of it. Then it's okay. Adkan, we read it yesterday. I'm just emphasizing this idea. He's throwing in the Bechor Shor. So here goes the question about our insurance, which is what we yesterday. If the Bechor Chaim is throwing in the Bechor Shor, and that the Goyim passed like the Bechor Shor, that the Goyim will view it as a Harama, so then the question will be, will insurance have to cover it? We'll pull out the Makor Chaim, but the Goyim hold it's only Aram B'Yalma. So you have to pay? I'm still not sure if to pay. You know why, Rabbi Osai? If it's Aram B'Yalma, then why isn't it by Rabbi Yavatsi? What's the answer? Bittul. What's Bittul, Rabbi Osai? If Bittul means Hefla like Tarsus, it's again not mine. I'll mafker it. So no one owns it. Since Prudential, we laugh all the way to the bank. No one owns it. And all of the time gets burned down. We have no clue to pay for it. I'll say it back, no, I hold like Rashi. Twitter does not make it like dust to the earth, but it's still my dust.
That's not how the Shulchan Aruch passes.
How do you, what, on what basis do you say that? Shulchan Aruch didn't say the Batul Hevi Hefka Kafei. So the Batul, he never used the word Hefka. We discussed the Lashon of...
No, but he says that if you're Mevatul Chametz, and then Avar Lava Pasach, that it's
Oser. Oser. Yerushalmi by Hefkeira. You're equating the two. You're right, and it'll make a swear in a stack of Bible. Did you say the words, the bundle that they have to get out? Did you use the art scroll sitter? What did you use? Yeah. But I didn't mean it. I only meant whatever. It's an interesting question, because if it's a doubtful case, everything's a suffix. A suffix is the Bechor Shor right or wrong. But what's bittul? Somebody's fakers. Should we say Amotze Mechaveil of Araya and Prudential shouldn't have to pay? Or should we say, well, it's based on Goyish company, you don't say Amotze Mechaveil of Araya by Goya maybe, because it's based upon a post. a lot of consideration. Just bring throw through. It would require a whole week to figure all the backs and forths about this. Let's be respectful. There should be no fires on Pesach. Yes, sir.
So even though it does seem like a harama, if the goy really go and challenge the mechira if he faced a loss?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
The document is legally binding. He wouldn't really have anything to.
That's a good question. So I want to discuss with you now a fascinating discussion about this Makor Chayim. It takes up 7 pages of small print. Now, I'm not sure if you can get this on your Hebrew books. It's called the Sefer Stei Chemed. Have you heard of Stei Chemed? It's an encyclopedic work. Encyclopedic work called the Stei Chemed. And this one, if I give you a little taste, a little taste of our Holy Torah. Speaking of the Stei Chemed, I happened to just catch a glance at this. I just, by quirk, I saw it in the Lekach Tov this week. This week's parasha, we're talking about how Rachel Imena was quiet, didn't say anything, she didn't want to embarrass Leah. They told an incredible story about the Stei Chemed. He said when he was young, he didn't get it in his learning. He just didn't get it. He wasn't such a big Talmud Chacham. He couldn't. At the end, he wrote 9 huge volumes of his encyclopedia. But they came to the following story: some guy was a little jealous of the Stei Chemed, as a young man, so he spread a rumor about him that he was did think inappropriate things, and he paid the non-Jewish maid to start screaming, you know, like as Eishes Potiphar started screaming, like hey, Beisha, Tzachik Banu, some kind of, you know, start screaming. He was completely innocent. Garnish. Okay, so he was shamed, plenty shamed, and then a while later, it's on the Chometz of Matzah. Which is a separate unit in Sefer Chemed. I think it's, Chometz Matzah. It's Chometz Matzah. I'm sure. So on page 311. So the same maid came over and said, crying to the Sefer Chemed. Crying. It was all a fake. You were innocent. Someone paid me to fashmutz you. And I'm asking for forgiveness. And I'm happy to publicly get up and say that Reuven paid me to fashmutz you and you're completely innocent. This is, I found it like I've told. On the pasuk of Rachel was quiet, you know, the Simon, on that pasuk. Says the Sechemed, and the way they just thought, didn't know what in the world I should do. Here I am. And then do me a favor, by the way, she says. The Balabas fired her, and now she was broke. Please intercede with the Balabas to rehire me. Yeah, she's after she fashmutzed them to pieces. Now please intercede and rehire me. She's a chutzpah, no? Anyway, he said, I was going back and forth. On the one hand, my name was mud. On the other hand, if I accede to her wishes, Reuven's name will become mud. Back and forth. Finally, I said to her, listen, I'll intercede with the Balabas to rehire you. On one condition: you do not reveal the name of Reuven. Just say nothing. I'd rather have my name be mud than make Reuven's name be mud. But Kachab, the next day he woke up, he was all of a sudden a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Kadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him because he didn't cause embarrassment to another person. I never heard of the story, but I happened to see it. I opened up to that page this week. So you mentioned Stei Chemed, I felt I should at least one story that is mentioned about him. He was a man who traveled the world, and he met Gedolim all over. He was a Meshulach, I think. So he traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Europe and here and there. It's fascinating the way he writes. His style of writing is unbelievable. He lived in the 19th century, I believe. So he was a great man. We're on page 313. Okay, that's the middle of this whole discussion. The whole thing is dedicated to discussing this Makor Chayim. Is the Makor Chayim right, or is the Makor Chayim wrong? There are many who say the Makor Chayim is wrong, and we dare not sell to the goy. Dafka, we should rent to the goy. The only reason they give, because if you set, I'm not sure it's on this page, there's so many pages here, but I have the original, I'll look inside, and then we'll see if we can go to previous or next, or this thing is very long. They say, if you're renting to a guy, that makes sense. People rent things, you know, for a week here and there. Ma'isa b'chol. But to sell to a guy? Come on. It's a joke. Let's go back to the beginning, 311. Where's previous? This? Press here? Mm-hmm. Here we go. The big day Yesha says no. Yosef told the Hasker Chador Melimkar. Why? Mela the chametz and the talpin and mochem the nachri v'zol. All right, mela. Not a hashvig haraba. Avol achadorim v'aliyah sumartefim lo yachbos shum odon leknosim ki mayase odon b'chol elu. What's in the wood? Who meiknos the menace? It's gonna be stuck with a white elephant. V'gam anachri ena gomer b'dadol leknosim havi haraba v'nish achametz b'shus yisrael b'over olam. And that's what the Marashaz, that's the Reb Shneur Zalman, that's the Alter Rebbe. He said, only Schirus on the Kamos. No, the Yehuda. Yosef Tov Lahaskim Echadim Lachas Achamet Agav Schirus Akarka. Keep his Schirus Vadei Kona Yisnachim Yisrael Bekesef Lechud. But Mekhimus Kaka requires a Shtar. We'll get to that Shtar a little bit later. So you see over here, Abbo Sai, that there is an opinion which maintains, that's what we do. It's better, you saw it. We just rented it. The Baralach was talking about buying it back and talking to someone who's going to sell it. We don't sell it, we rent it. Again, for those who rent it, you have to rent it. You can't sell a Brooklyn Bridge, you don't own it. But therefore, the bottom line is that we rent it. Of course, if you rent it, you run into yesterday's problem. I asked you, no one came to me, I gave you 24 hours I gave to you. To the whole Shia to come back, to answer the Kasha for the Pre-Chodesh, a steer Galuya from one line to the next. First he says, this is a Shalvi Surya, no. Then he says, go ahead and do it. No Teretz, I get over the Teretz. I have my own Teretz. I wrap my brains over this. I have a Teretz. How much of you accept my Teretz? Don't accept my Teretz. But I'll tell it to you anyway. This was on the board yesterday also, right? It was on the screen, Pre-Chodesh? I'm pretty sure. No? Was the Pre-Chodesh on the screen yesterday? We never did it. Well, I want you to put this in reserve. We're going to come back to this, okay? You can do both. Mm-hmm. I don't want it's not football with a split screen, but it's. I want you to hold on to the ability to put the stechemet back up. Now we did a pre-chodesh. I mean, I have it in my big. Some of you guys borrowed it this morning. It's Svedish. I have big print. Okay.
Here it is.
Pre-chodesh. It's Tav Mem Ches Sif Gimel, paragraph 3. Okay, while he's finding it, I'm going to read you the key line. He says, number one is the problem, Rabbo Sai, of an Easter Hanoh. And he writes, after quoting a bunch of sources, that's it, very good. Sid Gimel. There, you're right there, it's good. Perfect. I know the print is not the best. Can you read it at all? Magus of bias, it's a funny print. It's not the normal print that we're used to. But okay, I'll read the key line. Okay. This is what I read you yesterday. What's a chutz of bias for? He says, Kevish yodea Yisrael l'shagoy lo yiga bo klal merze kemashe chometz v'beis l'bepesach v'yosem. Okay, and that's what the Bach, but they sell the schnapps, the whole story. Miu nearly, the line starts with nearly. The Osir lahaskir b'mos should have a mistaker b'yisuri hano kid l'kamon b'simin tof nun. In tof nun it says that if you rent out something and it's being used for chomet, it's an isur mistaker b'yisuri hano. We're not done yet. So the bottom line, he says it's awesome. Okay? Good. It is also Schirus Lokanya, Tzorach Lem Kodafka, da-da-da-da-da. That's what the Chok Yaakov says, that you have to sell it. You can't rent it. Why? Because Schirus Lokanya, Ipcha asikna begemara. The alpha gav the bialma schivas lo kanya, shani hocha dechsev lo yimotze. Fareze ena motze, we saw that yesterday already. The fichok neroli, look at this now. The yimcha hayayin sarov bedavamua, v'yaskir avayis legoi echad ohavo. Rebbeinu shel olam, what happened to the Easter of Mistake Visuri Hano? He just said it the previous line. And now he said he should go ahead and do it. This is the question I asked you yesterday. I gave you 24 hours and no one said boo. Here's my answer. Then my answer was pushing. Once you think about it, this took me a long time to think about it. Why am I Mistake Visuri Hano? You know why? Because I'm renting it to you, and I'm renting to you for the express purpose of storing your chametz there. So I'm getting hanah from chametz and Pesach. Yes, it's you, it's John's chametz, but I'm getting money, cash, because John gave me money for so that he can put the chametz there. So it's a direct quid pro quo. He wants a place to put his chametz. He gives me a penny. The penny is mine. I'm got zis of Suranah. That's in a case in which the guy is stuck with all this. He bought $1 million of chametz. No, to put it. So what am I doing? I'm giving him a place to put his chametz. That I'm having a nar from the chametz. But the pre-chodesh didn't give that case. Why did he give that case? Why Taka did he not give that case? Because people don't want to do it for whatever reason. Why don't they want to do it? They're afraid. For whatever reason they're afraid. He gave a different case. I find a different guy. That's what took me a while to figure this one out. The person doesn't want to. Let's see in a second. He says over here. They didn't want to do it for reasons that other posts said they're gonna walk away with it, whatever it may be. Goy echad ohav is a different guy. Not John. John I sold the chametz to. And now what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? So the problem that I've issued with this chametz is in my property. What will I do? Rabbi Osi, what will I do? What I'll do is, I'll rent it to Jim. Now Jim is renting me as a favor. Oh, Avi, it's my friend. Jim, it has no chametz. So Jim has not any chametz. Therefore, since I sold the chametz to John, and I'm renting the area to Jim, there's no problem. Mistaker, Bisuri, Hano. That's my shot. I could be wrong. It just took me, I think, I want you to, and I have another 24 hours to look it up and see if my shot's correct.
I didn't understand what stands.
Why is there an Easter Mistaka Bisuriano? Because I'm being paid money by John to store his chametz. He just bought so much chametz, he doesn't know where to put it. See, I'm giving the place to put it, I'm getting hanor from the chametz prop. That's a problem, this is three chodesh. But three lines later, it's a different case. I sell the chametz to John, I rent the area to Jim. As we just said, didn't he? That's how I understood it.
What's
the difference?
Why does it matter if it's John's or Jim's?
Because Jim has no chametz to store, so he's just doing it he's renting it as a favor. I tell you, I'm not 100% sure what he means, because one could read the line before differently. The Yim Koryai and Sarah B'davavuot, Ve Yaskar Abayis, and Goy Echad Oaba goes on both. Goes on both. Then my teretz wouldn't work, then I'm stuck with my original cash. Again, I don't know. I'm just mentioning the possibility. I leave it to the Talmidim Shalita to figure out what to do with this. Now, the real truth is, Rav Osai, this is a chiddush gadol, because we can have the following a second teretz in pre-chodesh. We discussed this issue, Easter or no. When is it Easter or no? He told us to look at Simen Tov Nun. So let's take a look at Simen Tov Nun and see what it says there. Look, everyone open up, please, to Simen Tov Nun. Look.
Nine.
Hold on a second. Open to Simen Tov Nun. Simen Tov Nun, and see what it says there. Simen Tov Nun, it may say something which is going to solve our problem, at least I'll read it to you from the original source, then we'll see the Mishnah Berurah. You open to Simen Tov Nun. I'm going to read you a source. I want you to look up at your own chance. The Vilna Gaon and Simen Tov Nun, the Bi'ur HaGra, Siv Katan Vav. I'm going to read you from the original. We'll see that the Mishnah Berurah says something along those lines. The Bi'ur Agra in Simin Tav Nun Siv Katan Vav. What lines are going on? It's going on the Ramah Siv Hei. V'chein Muta Lahaskil Lo Bayis Loderbo Afal Pisha Machlis Bo Achakach Chometz Shor. Says the Gra. Avol Lahaskil Lo Yishayachnes Chometz Shorcho. Awesome. Rabosa, to actually rent it to him with the explicit purpose of putting his chametz in there, this seems to be prohibited. How many of them live there? He brings his chametz there? That's okay. That's okay. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Rabosa, Sivkot and Yudvav, Yudbeis, rather. Loderbo. Han afa gav shemaskir stom loderbo. Lo osil afuke. The Gra said it. The Gra said, I'm going to use the lashon of the Gra in its original Sivkot Vav. Kan ayi b'toch ha-pesach o b'erev pesach shekvon neser ba'ano. It was mistaken b'sir ano. And that's Yerushalmi. It's only b'toch ha-pesach. But before Pesach, it's okay. This could also explain the Pre-Chodesh. When the Pre-Chodesh is worried about the mistaken b'sir ba'ano, it's what it's all talking about on Pesach. But we sell chametz to the guy. It's before Pesach, before Erev Pesach, after Chatos, before Erev Pesach at 11 o'clock. It's before Zman Yisro chametz even midrabbanan. That would answer very simply how we get out of this problem, and another potential answer to the words of the pre Chodesh. Another possibility, Rabosa. Now. The Stechemed is bothered by a question, what we call Rotze B'Kiyumo. A new concept, Rotze B'Kiyumo. Does that exist? Does it not exist? By Avodah Zarah, we find that it exists. The Stechemed says, well, that this. Take it back to Stechemed now? If you don't mind, sorry. The Stechemed says that the Easter of Rotze B'Kiyumo only applies to. Oh, that was quick. Great. Only applies to next page. Next. Okay. Well, if we can find the word Rotze B'Kiyumo quickly, to let me know. I'm not so good at scanning. Here it is. My mouse. Is that the mouse? Is there? Rotze B'Kiyumo? Oh. Rotze B'Kiyumo, Sharayim Yafse, Achomet, Shuvla, Yishalma, Anokri. Does the Makor Chaim didn't say Misham Rotze B'Kiyumo? Hold on a second. Pitul Chometz, the Gamochai Rotze B'Kiyumo, and the Pre-Chodesh said the Rotze B'Kiyumo Rakba Vada Zorah, below B'Chomet. Look, the Makor Chaim didn't give this reason. I can't have given the reason. But if that's the reason for the Isser, Kimocha Racheda my Mahani, Solves of Rotsu B'Kiyumo, Shem Yavet HaChomets Yishan Lo Anach Yishu Ani, etc. So it's not going to even help. Schirus, it's easy come, easy go. The Rabbi Makor Chaim agrees, if I rent it, I can sub-rent it. Why Rotsu B'Kiyumo? So apparently there's no problem with Rotsu B'Kiyumo here at all. And the question, of course, becomes, why not? Either because it only applies to Avodah Zarah, that's one possibility, only applies to Avodah Zarah, okay, that's what some say, and the Chum Yaakov says, maybe it's even here, next page, did he quote Chum Yaakov? I don't remember anymore. If you have good scanning abilities, if I go to B'Kiyumo, anyone see it anymore? Because the Chum Yaakov says, the Rotze of B'Kiyumo is only if you're going to make a profit, not if you're going to avoid a loss. pretty sure it's somewhere in this I can't find it now. I don't see it, and I'm not scanning it so well. But that's, again, you can look it up here in the Sechemed, but I want to read it to you from the original. It's always better. It's in Simen Tav Nun, Sif Katan, Tes. Like this. Rotsu B'Kiyuma, Rabbi Osai, is someone who's Rotsu B'Kiyuma Shel Isur. Again, the Chok Yaakov talks about it, and he, I think it's the Stechemed who says, I'm just not finding it. I'm not finding it. You know what? We'll come back in a second. Let's go in order. He called your Maxis HaShekel. Did I see that somewhere here? Instead of renting it, lend it for free. Here it is. Maxis HaShekel. You want to see Maxis HaShekel? The top one on the right. Maxis HaShekel says, for free. If I lend you something, I'm not. I can rent you a car. And I can lend you a car. I lend you. I don't get a penny. What a great idea! Right? They had all the straw. Not so simple. Gorat fei. The ain't a yochel lahaknos hachometz v'agav. One of the main kinyan we use. Pull back your documents here. Look over here. By dint, paragraph by. By dint. What does the word dint mean? You don't know what the word dint means in English language? You have an attorney here. What does dint mean? Reason? No, that's not the real. That's not. What?
By virtue of?
No, that means virtue. Dint means literally force. And as we changed it, since we changed it by force. The Heilige Chasam Sofer was very machben. He wrote the Mechir Tzchamish in German. The guy should understand it. And for the word agav, which we're going to get to, he used the word in German, kraft. We say in Hebrew, mikoach, by force. Because otherwise, it's not going to satisfy the agav. It's just with. That's why we had dint, and now we change the reason to force. By dint, or by force, of the execution of this rental agreement, the buyer also acquires ownership of all aforementioned described chametz, which is hereby transferred to him in best legal form. Agav. What does agav mean, Rabbi? What does agav mean? Metaltlin agav karka. We paskin. If I rent you the karka, I can sell you the metaltlin agav that karka. But only if I rent you. If I'm lending you the karka, according to many paskin, it won't work. See, you know, you're trying to be a machbir. And not use any, you worry about mistaka b'sira, no, you want to lend it instead of renting it, you're going to lose on the agav side. The Machzor Shekel suggests it's going to work, it's not going to work. It's a whole machlokas.
Can't you just sell him some completely unrelated piece of karka to be makna the service, to be makna the chametz agav that karka?
Yes, you can. Okay, let's go. It's so long here. Let's go to next. Okay. I think the Chok Yaakov is somewhere here. Ayin Chok Yaakov. Yeah, I found this. It took me a while to find. It's so long. First line. Ayin Chok Yaakov. Rotsu B'Kiyumo. Please don't give up. We'll find it. Oh, here it is. Here it is. The rotsu, first, second line. The rotsu b'kiyuma hu rak sheyesho hanos mama mizeh. Okay? The chasam sofer. Laharviyah. Below the notzo may I have said. That's the yisod. And it's based upon the Torah of the Masechta of Avodah Zarah. Here it is. Avodah Zarah, Dav Samach Dal, Dav Masel Kuli Alma. That's where that's found. That Torah. Avodah Zarah, Samach Dal, the Kuli Alma. That's where we do find an yisod. Again, some say, wrote to the Kuli was only by Avodah Zarah. Doesn't apply to Chametz of Pesach. But even those who say it applies to Chametz of Pesach, it's only in a case where you are going to gain, not work, in a case in which you are not going to lose. The two are not always identical. What do we say? Where is the Tosfos? Where is it? I'm not finding it. Whatever it is, you look it up, you find it. Maybe tomorrow I'll read you a line again. Good. But now I want to get to something which is much more fundamental. I think that we can, he quotes here from the Mogen HaElef, much more fundamental. Here we go. What's Lashon HaRamba? See, everyone see the last two lines on the right side? The last two. Whoa, my screen is not the same as your screen. How's that possible? How can that be? Forget it. Let's go to the top. Did I see the bottom? My bottom's not your bottom. Did I just goof it now? Move back the other way. Is the second column visible by you? Not completely? Can you move me back? I just
find this.
I missed that. I couldn't get the bottom line. The Rambam we saw yesterday, I think we can all see the Rambam in the back, in the Amish Ben Amole. Everyone look in the back. I hope it's there. Pergdala Lachadala. If not, you have to retool. Have a look in the back in your Ein Mishpat Amor, the Rambam we spoke about. It's in the Shulchan Aruch, but I want to say the words of the Rambam are critical. The Shulchan Aruch paraphrases the Rambam, with the Rambam himself, Baruch Hashem, it's here. Dalet Dalet is on page Vav, column 3, a third of the way down. Goy Anos. Have a look at the words. Dalet Dalet in Rambam. Goy Anos Shehivkit Chamso Etzel Yisro. Ah, Bab's a mafioso. He comes in with his chavetz and says, I'm making an offer you can't refuse. Watch my liquor, you know, bootleg liquor. The government can put me in jail for this prohibition, who knows what. You watch it. I'm making an offer you can't refuse. What that means is, if I say no, it blows my head off, right? And if I say it got lost and I'm not going to pay you for it, oh man, that's not going to go with him. Okay? And Yodea Yisrael Shem Ovado Nignav Mechaivo L'Shalvo B'Kofeo V'Onso L'Shalvo with a gun. Warfare can't refuse. Afo Pishlo Kibel Achar. I never accept this. I don't think I want this. Hareza Chayv Levaro Sherei Nechshav Ki'ilu Shalo B'nei Shem Mechaivo Ha'anetz B'Achor Yus. Rambam's Lush. That's how you learn B'nei Mechuzah. We saw the Gemara in our payment base. It's Rambam's Shabbat Gemara. We saw the Gemara yesterday. Comes a holy Mogen Elif, which is Mogen Elif is the safe which is printed in the back of the Mekor Chaim by the Plotzka of Ayale Plotzka. Really very fascinating. Look what he says. End quote of the Rambam. Vade bo dvar v'diktuk, the Rambam. The Kevin Shiodea Shanoch v'yanis also the Shalem v'hu kibla merotzon havekilu kibla levachrayis kem aveda. As if Shreadata the Hochi Nachis. He knows. De facto. Hey Shlomar. The Gamma Ramba Moda in his Nashalo Yischaya Bachrayas. I made a condition. The Avsha Malal Olav Achakach. The guy's gonna play games with me. Hey Shlomar. The Ein Kan Gorem Lamomon Klal. The Ein Kan Ela Alilus Tvaram Bialma. Now, what? This expression, Gorem Lamomon. Do you ever hear of it? Who ever heard of the expression Dovra Gorom Lamomen Kemomen? Did you see it yesterday in Shir? I think so. Heyman Beis, let's take a look. Look. Heyman Beis. This is this Gemara that the Rambam was talking about. B'nei Mechuzah, the last five lines. B'yiru Chamira de B'nei Chela Mibataycha. Why? Keva Nila Migna Vila Mitbet Bishu Saichi Koi. According to the Rambam, against your will. Because the army, you know, the army forced you to hold their chametz. Ubisa l'shlume, if you don't find, you have to pay. Kindelchon dami. Awesome. Ho nichal aman dama dama galam aman kem aman dami. What does that mean? Last line of Rashi. Reb Shimon kamar baba kama ayin aleph Kodshim Shechayav Achor Yusam Chayav. Rashi, Bikutei Rashi says, Afagav Dashlo Chazi Hol Kamegor Lemaman Hu Kimaman Dami. Although right now it's really worth nothing, but it can be worth more money. It has halachic value. That's Rav Shimon's opinion. What does that mean? As Koshim Shechayav Achor Yusam, I have a carbon, it's not really mine. But if it gets lost, I have to replace it. Let's consider that value to me. Shim and Sheep. Elamandi Oma Lakima Madami. Megal Mema Shani Hoka Madami Matze. Again, even though we normally pass in Lakima Madami, when it comes to Chametz and Pesach, we pass in what? Kima Madami. Because the law Yimatze. And before Shigamar Psochim, Ham and Beis. Comes along the Mogad Elvin as follows. That's only if I'm watching the Chametz. I'm an achrayas to watch the chametz. It's not achrayas de jure, achrayas de facto. Therefore, the Makor Chaim is wrong. Why is he wrong? No law dummy. Shekevet shemachar, if he sold it to the guy, stomach it perusha, she'en alav od shemachrayas min achrayas. Okay? I have no achrayas at all. None, zero. And say, I have no achrayas, even though it cost me money, so what? So what? Even though it cost me money, it has no consequence whatsoever. This is what he writes in the Sefer Mogen Ha'Elef. Fine. Because he never accepted any achrayas. Never accepted any achrayas. Nothing. Nothing. The guy's making alilas tevarim. There's no impact. And he goes further than that. The same goon, the Sefer Birchas Hashir, who Hagadosh of Pesach, and he says like this. And he's the same Yisod, more or less. Then he quotes over here something even more lumdush. Much more lumdush over here, Abbas. If I can find it. Where's the next page? So many pages here. I think it maybe the next. There we go. Maybe it's the next. Sorry for this extra time. Here it is. Ah, this is fantastic. This is what it says. Ah, look what he says. He says, someone is massive. I'm not sure what this is. The Makor Chaim assumes, if it gets lost, the outside debt, the Chaim lo, calls out of the Makor Chaim Alam. This is Esran and no. The Shani Vishani, they're completely different. Based on Baba Kama of Ayin Aleph, that's the one we just so quoted on Afayim and Beis. What happened over there? Gonev Shor HaNiskel. I expect it to go to Shor HaShetekes. What is a Shor HaNiskel? I don't know the Shor HaNiskel. What is a Shor HaNiskel? What does the word mean?
It's an ox that's been condemned to death.
Why?
Because it killed a person.
Shor HaNiskel. Condemned to death. Ox on death row. Okay? And someone steals it. It's worth it. It's about to be killed. But he can still give it back and say, what? Three magic words. Harei shalcha lefanecha, right? The same exact thing as it comes to the chametz, and then I slaughtered it. How many times do you have to pay to slaughter an ox? How many times? Four times. Can I pay four times? No, you're potter. Potter midal vehe. Should the lav the morei katavach? It's worthless. Most of the shomer, the gun from me beso, it's stolen from the house of the shomer. Utvacho chayev v'dal leheder amer. Why? What does he hold? Davar gom lemamen, kemamen dami. Very good. So the same idea. Although right now it's worthless, because it can be worth something to the other person who can say Reish Alafanecha, so therefore you'd be chayv. Hikshu Atosis is a Tosis of Ayin Aleph Amid Beis in the Sech the Baba Kama, the Ramaskil Visava. Google it up. Yes, Kakasha, who needs this? Lama the Meimad, Holdekam Shimon, Harab Meir, the Tigur Rab Meir, Harab Meir, Doin Dina de Garmi. What is what? Anyone know what Dina de Garmi means? Abadan Garmi, hold on, Baba Kama, it's in where else is it? It's all over the place, but primarily Baba Kama. Means if I cause you a loss, Rabbi Osai, if I cause you a loss, I have to pay you for it. So here also, I cause you a loss, I give one answer as follows. Rav Shimon Omar Behedja Dal Behei Al Vimash Don Dina de Garmi Od Ein Lo Chiyach the Chayav was the Dal Behei. So you can have a different culture. What's the difference between Gomel Maman and Dal Behei and Garmi? Because the following Gevaldik attempts. Here we go. Like this. Okay. It's like this. Gami koagdina de garmi ein loden veloma da hashor bi atzmo yesh to shivi momen. Rak da vikiilu gonav mimenu a momen. For if a gonav momen o chafotzim a mecharam and a chayv of dal vehei, so dal vehei al nerek al b'shar v'seb l'vad. Rav Shimon who says kachim chayv echoyusa, chayv dal vehei, for the nikra shem b'ilam al vehei ma'atzma. Shor niskol the shor atzma considered that the money its value chayv dal vehei. Zeh borah b'kavonas atosves. What's he saying, Rav Osai? You have to. Dover goral the moment of coming means that this object, although objectively it's worthless, to me it's worth a lot. And therefore to me it has the assigned value. That's only to Dover Gorab and Amakamadami. Look at this Gaval de Gavar. Therefore, if he says the Chiluk Borer, Feng Fias Tashlumin, Barachomet, the Kfios of Imsham Loishan Loacho. The Bit Tashlumin, Barachomet, Atzmo, Kfi Shavio, Mishaskin Eva Aveda, as I have Yachomet, Gorab the Moment. Rav Shimon Mechia Gav the Bechol HaTorah Havi Abayel Mishal HaChometz V'gam L'didan Gilsa HaTorah B'chometz the Kamama Dami what to what two words Lo Yimotze the last line on that Hayam and Beis we all everyone accepts Gorl Mama Kamama comes to Chometz and Pesach. What does that mean? That this money though it's worthless, it's Chometz on Pesach, it's worthless since the Goy held the gun to my head and said if you lose it I'm going to make you pay. So it's worth money to me to pay him back. So for me, it has shavius, and therefore I'm in violation of Bayol and Bayamotze. Ham and Bays. Oh. And came big fios of the Lord Yishalo Acho. The cave on the ain't Tashlumin Barachomets. Barachomets Gormo Lahasi Tashlum Echo. In Cain, Havi Ha Chomets, Kemosh Tacho. There's a Nichol Rakbi Sug Garmi. Below Bisu, Gorm the Mammon, Bahainu Dabikilu Munach Etzo Amamon, Ashayasaka de Achomets. Rail Amamon ain't over by Roya. Udvara Meirim Kisapirim. See the words? I lost the mouse. Meirim Tuan. Meirim Kisapirim. Meiridik. What a great distinction. I love it. I really love this over here. The only time the Rambam said that if you are Chayev, because a guy has a gun to your head, is if yes, you are considered a shomer on the chametz because of his gun. So it's the chametz itself is considered to be yours to go on the mamadami and you're by your. But if the chametz was sold to a guy, and the chametz has nothing to do with you, it belongs to the guy. You happen to have a debt which is coming to you from the guy to you, which he's not going to pay you if you don't give back the chametz. That's a different shmooze. That's like garmi. It's not like the kun go on the mamadami. It's not considered to be yours. Would be chayav dal vehei, and there's no bayirah either. I think this is a real lumdus of teretz. I had to show you to go inside. There's a lumdus which is quoted to refute the whole equation of the Mekor Chaim from the very beginning. So very, very important. Very, very important. Now on both sides, Talmidim came to be asked with a big problem. The Gemara Mefuresh is on the Vav. Before the Gemara on the Vav, both sides, take a look inside Vav and Aleph, as we were last time. What does the Gemara say? Abosai on this fourth wide line. Chemtzo shel nachri osalo mechitza asara tvachim mishum heker. That's to make a mechitza of ten tvachim mishum heker. Rashi, the first wide line. Barabosa mishum heker shel yishkach v'yochlenu. V'lo sagale b'kfiyas kli kol shiva. Shel kli nita l'tzarech. Okay, it's on yad, there's no choice. But if you know before, you gotta put a mechitza. Let's take a look and see the details, Rabosai, of this din. Simen Tav Mem, Siv Beis. Please turn. Tav Mem, Siv Beis. What does it say over here? What does it say? V'tzarech lazal lefanav mechitza gavar sarat tvachim. Tosh nishar v'yochlem. Mishne Brura Yud Beis. U'mechitza shal sadin lo ma'ani, lo sagi. Kishah holchen uvoin tachtav. You can't just put a sheet. Can you go right underneath it? Right underneath it. Unless Chavav Sharatzir, Mekoshu Lamata, and Onod, Shapidav, look at Prima God. It's Mamish, it's tied down the bottom, it doesn't move. That's a Mechitza. Fine. So the Tamidim asked me, when you sell the Chavits to a guy, what do you do with it? You cover with a sheet. That's nothing, it's only covered with a sheet. Or if you take a sheet and put it this way, it's not tied down at the bottom. So you're in violation of a mefurish din in the Gemara, the Avav, and the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tav Mem Siv Beis. Mefurish, mefurish, mefurish. So I think the answer to this question is as follows. The Mechava is referring to a case of Beis Yisra, to the Jew's house, where the guy puts his chametz, not to your house anymore, what do you do with it? You rent it to the guy. If you rent it to the guy, then Rabbi Osai, if you rent it to the guy, perhaps we can argue you don't require a mechitza. Interesting. Seems to me that although you do require a heker, from the perspective of a heker, as long as not included in the original Takana Chazal, any heker will work, including a sheet that's covering it. You know, it'd be just a flat sheet, which is not a mechitza, or a mechitza that's from the top, it's not nailed down at the bottom. What about a guy who puts a big sign? Chometz. When my kids, we used to put, when they were young, when my son put a what's that sign for poison? A skeleton? Like a skeleton, whatever, a head.
Skull and bones.
Or what's it called?
Skull and bones.
Skull and bones. Poison. Chometz. Property of John J. Brown. One of my boys used to put up a sign over there. So it sounds wacky, no? But I saw it and said, Mechiras Chametz Kilchas, and he quotes from some of the poskim. It's good enough. It's against the Gemara. No. The Gemara is if it's in the Jew's house. Here, the area is just rented out to the guy. So the Mitzat HaKonas Chazal doesn't apply. It's a matter of a practical hacker, skull and bones, and a covering, and a sign, and whatever else. Should do the trick. Yes.
Why would we assume that the Takanas Chazal is only if the cheder, the makom, belongs to the goy? There's still just as much a chashash that it'll be eaten. So Chazal probably should have been gozer in all cases.
They should have, would have, could have, but they didn't. So there's no gzer. I'm assuming the makom was makom to a goy. It's okay. Now, Rabos, I have to tell you that I'm a little bit chagrined by what I saw in the Sefer Mechiras Chametz Kilchas. Okay, what I told you before, I was telling you that he talks about putting up a sign, and perhaps those who want to look it up later, I'll have it around. If you want to look it up later, it's in page, let's see where I find it over here. Nun Aleph. Page Nun Aleph in this Sefer. He says over here, And Nun Aleph. Like this. If Hisker or Hishel and Makam Achamas Agoy, Efshar Shalom Tzrichu Lasa Mechitza. But Mestaber, as you said, Chashash Achila, Ein Lechag Vazeh, Vetzarachim. So I'm saying like this, yes, you need a heker, but not necessarily the particular heker which the Chazal, in fact, demanded. Maybe even a different heker would work, potentially. Again, potentially, a different heker might work in this case. And as a matter of fact, he discusses that over here somewhere else, down somewhere. He has a different heker might work. He has something over here somewhere. Hold on. Finding it now. Yes. Page Tes Zion in the same sefer, way before, he writes as follows. Read into what he says. Page Tes Zion. He says, look at the sefer, Sidur Pesach L'Choso. Efshar Sos Heker, Aydei Tadbokas Niyar Shekosam Alom, Chovetz B'Pesach. Skull and Bones. Sorachim Bazaar. It's the same thing. I think we can make a lot of. Because after all, it is rented out to a goy, and so technically speaking, you're not in violation. And a heker is a heker. Oh, but I said, this is my last point for today. I'm chagrined. What I'm reading over here in page Nun Gimel in this same sefer. I'm also, we're ending up now with page Nun Gimel. I want to discuss tomorrow. If you know, maybe I should make a copy of it. Page Vav in the sefer. Has a shoal of major had five major tainus against Amechiras Chametz. Five. And I'm going to try to defend all the five, obviously. Otherwise, that's a big problem. So maybe we'll make a copy of just interesting five claims. That'll be tomorrow's year. But for this, first it's false. If a person is renting his property, he's renting it. It's like this. If I rent from a Jew, so then, you know, if he's around, like, or he shows to rent to the guy for Pesach. Not around. Look, come on. One Jew to another. Call Yisrael, Yodam, Isha, Minig, Lehaskar, Roshus, from Mechiras Chametz. Fine. But if I'm renting from a Goy, or from a non-from Jew, then, it's a problem. Oh. This is Divrei Malkiel. No. I'm only renting out the place where the Chametz is found. Only for a week or so. Right? Well, I can't let somebody come in and use my and put some stuff down for a week. What's the problem? Al das kei maskirim. People do it all the time. That's what the Divrei Malkiel says. Great, so I was breathing free. Sarachim advarbs the Mechira Skam of Kilchasim. Why? Not enough. I give the guy permission. No. Sarach halos din schirus gomor. Not just he can do it de facto. He has a legalistic right. And there's no chok at all. That the goy would give him permission, or the non-from Jew, to rent it out to the goy for Pesach. Therefore, if you're renting from a goy or from Yisrael, Shin Hashem and Torah Mitzvahs, Yesh lahakpid levakesh mimenu rishus laskiru lenachri. Who thinks that anybody goes to their landlord before Pesach and asks them permission to rent the closet to the guy, John Brown? Obviously, he thinks he should do it. I've never in my life heard of anybody to do it. And I'll tell you, I mentioned to you briefly yesterday, John Brown is a real estate agent. He knows how to read leases. I showed him that when people have a lease, it says it's the lease prohibits any sublease. You're not permitted to sublease. He says, Beferish, you're not permitted to sublease. And he goes into that, as a matter of fact, and some things say explicitly, right? It has a lotion over here. I can't say if I can find the exact lotion. Second. In every lease has a special paragraph Hasholel haskaras hamuskar lacherim, that you may not sublet without permission. John Brown says that this great rabbi, as great a Talmud Chacham is, Rabbi Stern from Bnei Brak, big Talmud Chacham, with all of his greatness and learning, doesn't know the minhag Medina as far as subleasing. Mr. Brown vouched for me more than once. He can say for sure that the average landlord, when he puts this paragraph in of not subleasing, he means no subleasing to someone who's going to move in. As I said before, he's going to make noise and cause a ruckus and he's going to cause problems, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He's not going to actually move in. He's clear to him that the landlord has no kapeda if the tenant will sublease it for that purpose to a non-Jew, despite what's written in the document. I have a Kabbalah from an expert in the field, which I believe trumps the assumption over here of Rav Stern on page Nun Gimel. Rabosa, we've covered many important things today. Tomorrow we're going to start with the 5 complaints that the Shoal of Meshav has on Amechiras Chametz and try to work our way through to make Amechiras Chametz good. That's tomorrow's sheet. Bring your form in tomorrow as well, please. And a Mishnah Berurah. Very important.